please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store.
6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
The voice of a 32-year-old Iraqi man, followed by that of a 23-year-old woman from Eritrea, are just two of the 1,500 recordings in the Speech Accent Archive. Non-native speakers like them were the inspiration for the archive, which was started more than a decade ago by Steven Weinberger, a linguistics professor at George Mason University.
I teach an introductory English phonetics class here at George Mason, and most of our students are interested in teaching ESL to non-native speakers of English. So we sent the students out to record non-native speech, non-native speakers, and we compared those speakers to each other and to native speakers of English.
To make it easier to compare the different speakers, Weinberger designed a 69-word paragraph for everyone to read.
It had, you know, practically every English sound, but not all of them. And it had some very difficult, for non-native speakers at least, difficult clusters of consonants.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob. We also need a small plastic snake and a big toy frog for the kids. She can scoop these things into 3 red bags, and we will go meet her Wednesday at the train station.
In 1999, Weinberger put both the paragraph and the samples that the students had recorded on the web. Weinberger says some researchers have criticized the absence of naturalistic, spontaneous speech. He acknowledges the point, but says having everyone read the same words has advantages as well as disadvantages.
The biggest plus, of course, is that it's so uniform that you can immediately compare a Kiswahili speaker to a native English speaker. But the downside is that often other kinds of factors enter into the data. For example, a less than skilled reader will have difficulties with the paragraph that might not demonstrate their true phonetic abilities.
The Speech Accent Archive gets 1 million hits a month. Although it was designed to prepare students for a career teaching English as a second language, Weinberger says he gets email from people who use the archive for many other reasons.
We get notices from speech pathologists, from computational engineers who do speech processing, from PhD students who want to do research on bias and accent judgments, from actors who need to learn a special part.
Visitors to the site can browse by geographical map or native language. They can do specific searches based on a number of parameters, including gender, place of birth, age English learning began, and general characterizations of speech, such as adding a consonant or a vowel. The site also invites people to send in their own recording of the paragraph.
Right now, we only have samples from about 350 languages, including English. You know, there are 6,000 languages in the world today, so we need lots more. That's why the archive work will never be finished.
Steven Weinberger says they have just finished beta testing a new tool to help them with that work, an app that will allow people to record and submit their sample from their iPhone. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.